We're going to begin with those breaths, those attunement breaths again. Linking the four elements to our body awarenesses and connection to nature. So, again, sitting, please be sitting. Standing, please be standing. Those who wish. No prejudice. And so knees are soft, elbows and shoulders are relaxed. A few breaths easily. And then I take one long exhalation, or I'm aware that I'm emphasizing the exhalation. And with knees slightly softer, breathing up from underneath, getting support through the bones, through the ligaments. Feeling our roots going deeper. Adding to this some Aramaic words this morning. Breathing in Allaha. Breathing out Ar-Ah. Breathing in Allaha. Breathing out Ar-Ah. Ar-Ah for the earth. We had it in the fourth line of the prayer last night. Allah in, ar, ah, out. And on the ah part of the ar, ah, can settle a little bit more, feel even more deeply connected from underneath. Proceeding then to the next one, to the water. So breathing in through the nose, arms are raising, and then as we breathe out, gently going down like waves. So we're feeling the flexibility in our muscles, our connective tissue, all the fluids within us. And these are all in unison, or in harmony, I should say, with the water that is around us, in the oceans, the rivers, the streams. Water becoming conscious through us. In through the mouth, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Here the Aramaic is Allaha in. And Maya out. Allaha in. And Maya, water out. So the fluids of our cerebral spinal fluid, immune system, all of these are returning to their proper flexibility, their proper movement, fluids within us, our muscles, connective tissue, tendons, the more moist they literally become. And moving on to the fire, so we're breathing in through the mouth, exhaling through the nose. As we breathe in, we feel warmth in our solar plexus. And breathing out, feeling radiance or pulsation from the heart. We follow that feeling of pulsation from the heart. Feel our blood pulsing through our whole bodies. And the other inner pulses and rhythms that we have within us, they're returning to their natural tempo. Immune system, pulsing of the nerves and cells. And we're following this pulsing energy out in terms in our connection with the pulses of nature around us, as we feel them in the cycles of day and night, the cycles of the seasons. It gives us a little slower, more balanced sense of time. We feel time as a pulse, as a rhythm, rather than as a commodity. Alaha in, Nuhra out, Nuhra for fire and life. And we're moving on into the air, connecting with the air, feeling our own. We'd say the breath of the breath, a connected breath, connection with breathing around us, with the breath of Allenton, of the nature around us. We're opening the pores of the skin to receive this wider, deeper breath. Part of our own breath. Also refreshing our whole nervous system with this breathing, lifting up the soles of the feet, emphasizing this lightness in our body. As though we were simply breath inside, breath outside, skin breathing in between. Refreshing the nervous system, allowing old habits that no longer serve us to gradually be blown away in the wind. And we invite those new patterns, those new habits, which can serve us for now. New neural patterns. So air and breath becoming conscious within us. Alaha in and Ruha breathing out. Alaha in, Ruha out. Jesus talks about Ruha Dekutcha, the holy breath. Sacred breath. We feel that our breath is part of everything breathing. Then we're in this connectedness. When we cut that tie, only we can repair it. out through the mouth, lips close together. And even lighter, more refreshed. Okay, and then we return to a natural breath without any particular pattern, breathing in and out through the nose. Or if you want to try it, you could try in and out through nose and mouth together. It's something we seldom do. We feel ourselves embraced by the earth, water, fire, and air around us, and nature, all of its beautiful combinations, mixtures, textures, colors, sights, smells, sounds. Also feeling that connection within us. So nature becoming more conscious of itself through us. So our own natural breath, no one else can do it the way we do it. No one else can be conscious of it the way we are. Unique gifts uniquely received and gifts uniquely given. And then the colors and the textures and sounds gradually clarify, or I could say they return towards a clarity. Colors disappear into clear light. And we're simply breathing with a sense of presence, a sense of what we came from. Mystery at the beginning. Those of us that know it will say then this English prayer, which comes from Hazrat Inayat Khan, prayer namaz, which follows this quite well. Beloved Lord, Almighty God, through the rays of the sun, through the waves of the air, through the all-pervading light in space, purify and revivify us, and we pray, heal our bodies, hearts, and souls. Amen. So we'll work briefly with the three qualities in movement, some walking meditation, that are mentioned in this prayer from Hazrat Inayat Khan. Rather than mentioning all the elements in the prayer, he mentions three particular features which are particularly good to remember during the morning when one is sort of starting one's day. And that's why it goes very well after these elemental breaths. So he mentions the rays of the sun, the waves of the air, and the all-pervading life in space. And these three can act as sort of starting up the energetic self as we enter the daytime hours. So rays of the sun, we would feel the sun within us as we walk. One of the breaths that's given for this in the, from Merchant Sam, Samuel Lewis, is an inhalation through the right, feeling our hearts as we inhale. It's a bit like a fire breath in the yoga tradition. Inhaling right, feeling the heart, and then the arms outstretched and radiant from the heart, as though the arms were extensions of the heart with a very positive, you could say, solar energy. So this is part one of the mixture. The second part is this waves of the air, which is again feeling the pores of the skin, as I like to do it, just feeling very light, very free. All possibilities, change is possible. You know, that's the main affirmation of air. Air is changeable. And then the third part of this is you add sort of like the spark, if you will, and the spark comes in the form of the Wazifa Yahai, which invokes the all-pervading life in space. So Hai, again, part of the Nomad's Dictionary, if you will, one of the ancient sounds, which I mentioned a bit of it yesterday. So we'll start with the sun as we walk. And Samuel Lewis says about this particular attunement as we're walking, you can put your ego into it, but it needs to be positive. So it has to be very, you know, even if you're out there and you feel this is my ego doing this, do it anyway, because it gets the solar energy going. I found this three combination is particularly good for the winter months. Now it's not winter, it's you know, late spring. But it's really good for dark winters in the UK as a morning practice. If you don't have sun outside, at least you have it inside. Anyway, so let's start with the sun. A very positive walk. I use the arms are fully outstretched. Or they can be at your sides if your shoulders get tired. Or they're hurting for the moment, but they should be full and positive rather than passive. Inhaling right, feeling the heart as a radiant ball of energy, a bit fiery. Forehead can smile a bit, that also works. Release the arms for a moment, just walk it without the arms, just with this, as if you're walking down the street, sun. Switch and move into the air. So as you're walking, it's this very light sense of oneself. One can turn, one can move in different directions. One is breathing through the pores of the skin. Say it would be a light, refined breath in and out through the mouth. That's one way to do it, or back and forth to right and left, for those of you that know that version. Feels like air moving through air. It tries to feel air under the soles of the feet. That helps with the lift off of it. Okay, and we shift out of that now and we do some height.
Yeah.
sun, radiant heart, walking, positive, positive, positive. And we add air, possibility of change. We've got sun and air together. You just do it with your feeling, don't worry about what the breathing is. The breathing will do you. And then add height.
Height.
And sun and height and air.
Height. Stand in a circle if we could. That'd be good. And, what I wanted to do is add four walking meditations now with wazifas that we're going to use in the next part of Surah Al-Asr. And we'll practice them first as walks briefly. And these four are, according to this wisdom teaching we're following, these four are four antidotes for, you could say, the sense that life is sort of passing us by, that aging is happening too quickly, that the planet is going to hell. This breaks us out of the paralysis, basically, and anything that we feel around that. So the Surah mentions four. I'll show you how that works when we sit. But we have Yahak, which is like Huk. This is like the moment. We feel our bones, we feel the truth of the moment, we feel our support, but we're doing it as a walk. So Yahak is sometimes translated as truth, but it's really, you could say, the grounding, the momentary, the reality check, taking us out of ideas and ideals into what is. Hazrat Naik Khan has the beautiful saying in his aphorisms, shatter your ideals on the rock of truth. And this refers to Yahak quite clearly, I would say. So we're going to try that in a simple walking meditation. So if you release your held hands, we'll be walking. And using the phrase, using the intonation to, again, set up a field where this we can all feel this more easily. The gestures Sandra Lewis gives are huck, huck. So the hands, you're not sort of beating on the earth. You're more sort of like, how would we say, getting yourself settled so that you feel rootedness in the earth. Some people do this sort of beating thing, but it's not that. It's like, that's because they're having a hard time getting down there. So you have to be gentle with your huck, but it's very definite. Gentle but definite. Like we want to be terms of our, as I mentioned, our walking on the earth, not holding ourselves away, but also not pressing down with more than our own weight. Yahak.
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 Yahak,
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 Yahak.
definite. Feel it definitely in your breath and your feeling. And then as you feel to go into the silence, but still with the inner breath. And then taking away even a little bit more of that apparatus, just walking as though you would walk down the street. But you're walking a huck. Gestures, all this is to help get the inner feeling. These are all qualities that we have within us. These are living beings. Our connection. As I mentioned, these are natural human awarenesses. All this stuff that we do is just to sort of remind us. Standing. That's the first one. The second one is Ya Sabur. If you'd say that with me.
Ya Sabur.
Ya Sabur.
Ya Sabur.
Sabur is also another old one. There's an Aramaic equivalent of this too. Sabur is usually translated as patience. But really it's a sense of the ur, the light, is held in a container until its proper moment to, you could say, let the light out. The light is cultivated within one. This is, you could say, the sabur is not only about patience, it's also about timing. As I think Samuel Lewis says, it's about our ability to use time wisely. Not to waste our energies in areas where we're really not intended to. It's not for us to do it. It's not for us to do this particular thing. We may be saving our light, you could say, for what we are meant to do. And so this is a matter of intuition and timing. So Sabur has that with it also. It's an intoned wazifa, at least initially often. So we'll do it that way. You want to feel as though there's a container of this light. And the light is slowly growing within you until the right time, right people to share it with, the right timing, right groups, all of that, to let it out. And light would be what? Knowing, experience, all of that. Not factual knowledge necessarily, but, you know, letting out one's experience in an appropriate way. And that takes patience. So, Ya Sabur, Ya Sabur. Try with that first again. This is just sort of based on the sounds, but all these can be done without gesture. Ya Sabur, Ya
Yeah.
feel of any particular gesture. See what gesture your body wants to make. Two more. The next one is probably the most, from my experience, the most problematic for people in modern culture, and this has to do with a sense of trust. It's difficult to trust when everything is changing. And so in what can one trust? Well, we've been saying at the end of meditations the word Amen, and based on what our ancestors felt, we could always trust sort of our standing, where we stood, trust the sense of unity that is not only underlying us as Earth, but also underlying the whole of existence. And probably that was much easier in earlier days for people to do when they knew less or believed they knew less. They knew more about nature, they knew about the stars, the planets, all of that. Probably more about living in community, but they had less scientific explanation of how stuff worked. So iman, you could say ya iman, which is based on the word amen, the old words from the Semitic alphabet, based on the sense of trust. Sometimes it's translated as faith, but faith in the Western sense often starts to mean beliefs, believing in a series of concepts. And this iman, this trust, is much deeper. It has to do with trusting that, okay, there's a big process underway, we don't understand it all, and we came from somewhere and we're going somewhere else. And that's basically what the old nomadic idea was. So, ya iman, ya iman. Not imam, imams are religious officials. So it has an N at the end. And as I say, it's based on Aramaic Hebrew before it. Probably it goes back to the Egyptian Ament, which I mentioned the other day in relation to one of those dances. So you could say the sense of being held, being supported by something larger than we are. That's the main thing. So, ya.
Yeah.
Yah-Sarik.
Sarik, Yah-Sarik. Sarik, traveling lightly, traveling with open hands, open hearts, open to one another. Sort of goes with the Yah-Iman as a community thing. Sort of, if you trust yourself, you can trust another. Open hands, open heart, going clearly, and being, as they would say, being a wayfarer, being a traveler, understanding that we're all traveling. At the same time that we're feeling our rootedness in the earth, we're traveling lightly, without a lot, with as little baggage as possible, at least internally, externally, for what we need at this moment. So, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik. Sometimes it has been given as a name, but it's also a quality of a person. So, do it like this. Yah-Sarik,
Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik.
Try without the gesture. Yah-Sarik,
Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik, Yah-Sarik,
So hopefully you still have your pages with these suras. Because we're going to do line 3 of this Surah Al-Asr. I have a few extras here in case anyone needs. So we're up to this third line, if you recall where we were. No, that's not that.
Don't you take your notes.
Yeah, it's, then you could do the text. You see, that's the problem. Yeah, go for it. Illa ladhina aminu wa amilu salihati. This is sort of the longest line. It's not that long, really. So, in this line, we find, although it's not immediately apparent, we find Iman and Salik, or you could say they're the main roots of those wazifas. Haq and Sabur are in the list of the 99 so-called most beautiful names. And Iman and Salik are not there in the other beautiful names. So the reason that the 99 list came about was that it came from a saying of Prophet Muhammad that he said, which are the most beautiful names? And he replied, da 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 da, 99 names. So it is a wonderful list, and there are other wonderful, beautiful names besides that that are mentioned in the tradition and in the Quran. So Iman and Salik are two of these. So Illa Ravina, if you'd say that with me. Illa Lovina.
What is that?
That's good Arabic. Illa Lovina.
Illa Lovina.
The Z is like a Z, but not really. So you can say Illa Lazina, that's fine. Illa Lazina Aminu.
Aminu.
Wa.
Wa.
Amilus.
Amilus.
Salihati.
Salihati.
Illa ladhina aminu.
Illa ladhina aminu.
Wa amilus.
Wa amilus.
Salihati.
Salihati.
That's it. So, illa ladhina, except. So if you remember, we were in al-insan al-afi kusr. Indeed, really, for sure, if you just count our individual fleshy existence, what we acquire, then life seems to come up in a minus. Because gradually it's going, life in this form, life in these fleshy forms, does age, it does deteriorate, there is entropy in that sense. And then the syntropy part is this line. It says, those who experience the sense of loss, of the antidote for this, the two that are given first, except for those who have this aminu, this iman, this trust, that there is a larger process, wa amilus salihati, and those who, how would we say, those who spread, it's like saying, Those who spread the message of being open-hearted and traveling lightly. Those who remind us that this is the way to go as we're living on this earth. Those who share this, those who travel in this way and share this. Amilus salihati, those who are the saliks who travel, you know, open hands, open hearts, traveling lightly. Like that. Open, you could say clearly, you know, not in a secretive way, but just very, like a normal person, we would say. Like a normal human being, as much as possible. You try to, like, you know, like that. No nonsense. So this is the salik, ya salik. So these are the first two of the antidotes for the asr and for the kusr. The asr, there's no antidote because it's just about time and the way we experience it. A kusser is about experiencing time in our developmental, sort of time developmental universe or earth as being, generally speaking, a loss. So that no matter how much a person acquires in terms of possessions, as they used to say, you can't take it with you. And then it was one of the sayings of Gibran is, it's interesting, I can't quote it directly, but he says, people who leave a lot of wealth for their ancestors think it's a blessing. Actually, it's a big curse for them. Then they have to figure out what to do with it. And that burdens the whole rest of their life. So, yeah, it's interesting. He didn't experience that, but I guess he knew people who had that experience. Anyway, what can you say? There's little and there's too little, of course. Too little. So, illa lavina.
Illa lavina.
Aminu.
Aminu.
Wa amilus.
Wa amilus.
Salihati.
Salihati.
Illa lavina aminu.
Illa lavina aminu.
Wa amilus.
Wa amilus.
Salihati.
Salihati.
And then at this point, in the way I'm sharing this, we chant these four wazifas. The first two actually appear in the next line, and so they're a bit backwards, but that's the way it worked out. But that is, the Huk and Sabur are in the next line, it's the last line, basically. So, Ya Huk, Ya Sabur, Ya Iman, Ya Salik. So we'll start with the surah part. Goes like this.
Illa lavina aminu wa aminus lihati.
Try that.
Illa lavina aminu wa. Illa lavina aminu, wa aminu
Leaning in with the heart on the right, So each step to the right is sort of heart-led, as we've been talking about. And then the Haksa Bor Iman Salik, we do a modified form of what we were doing before. So it goes, Ya Hak, Ya Sabur, Ya Iman, Ya Salik, Ya Hak, Ya Sabur, Ya Iman, Ya Salik, Ya Hak, Ya Sabur, Ya Iman, Ya Salik, Ya Hak, Ya Sabur, Ya Iman, Ya Salik. So Hak is in a feeling of birth, the presence of the moment. Sabur, holding that light within. Iman, lightly touching the heart with hands like this. And then opening the hands and arms. Salik, open hands, open hearts as we travel. Hak, Sabur, Iman, Salik. Good. Should we do it? All right, so joining hands, if you would. We'll do a bit of the first one, a bit of the second, and then we'll end with this second. Hak Sabur Iman Salik, we'll just be joining hands and stepping to the right. So right foot forward. We're rocking forward and back as we step and go. So we're going by small steps, which seems to fit the verse, rather than big leaps as we travel.
Yeah.
Breathing with the whole atmosphere. That we can find a place in our being that resonates with each of those minutes tea break.